This is a podcast from Aletheia, Truth in the Darkness, whose mission it is to uproot false foundations, to tear down idols of the heart, to build up the church, and to plant seeds of hope. The title of this podcast is, Do You Know What the Holy Spirit Is Saying to Us? We are an us, you know, right? We are of one substance in Christ. We are made of the same genetic code as God. We carry His DNA since we are His children. We are brothers and sisters spiritually first, and second, we are blood relatives. We have the same exact dad. Because Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord, we are one in Him because we are born of the Holy Spirit, born again, or born from above. And since we are born from above, we are primarily citizens of heaven, Philippians 3:20, not primarily citizens of this planet. I know it has been common and popular since from the time most Americans became literate, which then they received their own personal Bibles to read from, that we began to view the Bible as written to us as individuals specifically, before it is written to us as a community. But this just shows how self-interested we are as modern people. Both the Old and New Testaments were written to communities. They are written to groups of individuals, trained and spiritually gifted Bible teachers who understood the scriptures, as this was the condition set by the Apostle Paul, were to teach and explain and interpret the Bible to the community so that everyone in the congregation was on the same page regarding what the scriptures taught, so that the body of Christ could grow to maturity through discerning truth from error, justice from injustice, right from wrong, holy from unholy, love from hate, good from evil. You get the point. But for some strange reason, when we read an epistle of Paul or Peter or John, we read the yous in there as meaning us individually instead of us corporately. Of course, when something is meant to be to individuals like each of you should or present your bodies as, then the scriptures are clear on those points. Quite a few years ago, I began reading the Bible as though I am sitting in a congregation of believers. And this way, I would rightly understand the context for the community. This also naturally creates a body of Christ or love for one another mindset. It totally changed how I interpreted the scriptures. I was much less me-focused and what is God saying to me versus what is God saying to His children, including me. So what is God saying to us? Here is a fitting example of Jesus' heart for His church. Holy Father, keep them in Your name, what You have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as You, Father, are in me and I in You, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that You have sent me. The glory that You have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and You in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that You sent me and loved them even as You loved me. John 17:11-20 and 20-23. There it is. Jesus' prayer before going back to heaven was for our unity. This is not only Jesus' major concern, but also found throughout, in fact as a focus, in the epistles. For since we are united with Christ, who is united with His Father, who is united with us through the Holy Spirit, who is one since God is one, who manifests the Father and the Son in and through us to each other and to the world, then this oneness issue makes perfect sense that this would be central to God's eternal plan of reconciling humanity to Himself. So, for those Christians who are passionate about evangelizing the world, which we are to be about, and yet are self-focused and are divided over unbiblical, notice the un, unimportant issues of personal preference, opinions, personal individual interpretations of Scripture, which are not backed up by a correct contextual examination of the Scriptures, need to get their priorities straight so that we can be one and truly influence the world for Christ. Because according to Jesus and Paul, it is in our oneness that the world will be attracted to Jesus. The next issue is, how are we going to become one when we are all over the map in our views and interpretations of the Bible? Being divided on love, truth, good, evil, right, wrong, salvation, heaven, hell, etc.? Well, this will be hard for some to swallow, but we need to become as little children again, meaning we need to return to humility, having a teachable heart. We truly need the help of the Holy Spirit to adjust our worldview, meaning our outlook on life, how we see the world and each other, and the big picture. We need to return truly to a biblical worldview, just as Jesus and the apostles had, because we've gotten away from it over the past 200 plus years. I really need us to examine this passage and just how important it is for us to grasp. I know I quote it a lot, but in all honesty, it is the key to getting us on the same page as a body. Quote, "He gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes," unquote. Ephesians 4:11-14. In other words, gifted, called Bible teachers are to help us achieve unity in our faith unto maturity. This is the only way we will experience the love of Christ, who is one in unity and purpose, and who is never divided in his own heart. We all know this next section of Scripture well. However, I am not sure we have truly grasped what it is saying and how we attain it. For the only way we will know the breadth, length, height, and depth of the love of Christ is when we become one. Quote, "So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you," meaning plural, "being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints throughout the world what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God," unquote. Ephesians 3:17-19. These are unifying verses, only achieved by our togetherness in love with all the saints. For though we all have the Holy Spirit, we do not all have the fullness of Christ. We all have a specific gift and call within the body of Christ to build one another up with. And only when all our gifts are working together so that we resemble Jesus Christ on earth, who was the only one with all the gifts of the Holy Spirit in one individual, will the world see Jesus. The gifts have been distributed by the Holy Spirit throughout the body of Christ who came at Pentecost. Of course, I could write more, but this is plenty to chew on. I pray you will take this to heart, and I pray that we all will humble ourselves under our Lord and head of the body, Jesus Christ, and with willing hearts will receive all that he has given to his bride in love.